Welcome to the show today for this Mind Food Monday. A prolific writer in Mind Food magazine, Sarah Harvey. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, you have been a busy little bee because you've got three fairly decent-sized stories in this December edition of Mind Food magazine, kicking it off with the Knoll family.
Yes, that's right.
Now, I've seen them on telly, so this is a really tragic case, but it's got a lovely sort of happy end, hasn't it?
Yeah, Hannah Knoll, who is the partner of Jared Knoll, who passed away last year from bowel cancer, and she spoke to me for this issue. She has gone through it, was putting out a book that Jared wanted to write, basically to be a message to his baby girl. People will probably be familiar with Jared's story because of the sort of publicity around him. He was a doctor at Auckland City Hospital and wanted to get treatment so that he could stay alive long enough to see his daughter be born. He did eventually, and then stayed alive long enough to be able to write a book to her, which is called Message to My Girl. So yeah, I spoke to Hannah, his wife, who was almost a year after he had died, and she said, you know, she still missed him dearly, and that, you know, after that there had been relief initially, but then, you know, now it was just quite hard, really.
Single parenting. So he made it to 33, and his daughter Elise was 8 months when he passed away. So Hannah said in this article she had to get over her shyness in order to actually get this over the line for her husband.
That's right, yeah, because she said Jared was always the more gregarious of the two of them, and, you know, he did a lot of talking before he died and sort of got the message out there about bowel cancer, and she was always there supporting him, but more so in the background. I think since he's died, she's had to step up into that limelight, which she said she battles with every day, but that she remembers that, you know, there's a very good reason why she's doing this.
Oh, absolutely. Well, no, it's a fabulous article, so well done there. Now, the other thing that we're looking at is something that is, it's a bit of an epidemic now with the rise in everybody's use of technology, and it's about people's neck issues as a result of technology. What's this about?
That's right. So it's certainly not a new thing. I think there's always been issues since we have been sitting at desks for such a long time. But I think what is new is that the doctors I spoke to, or to the practitioners I spoke to, they said that, you know, it's younger and younger people they're seeing now that have problems because of the technology, whether that's using a smartphone or a laptop or even a computer, because basically they're sitting with their head down, which is a completely unnatural position, and it's therefore placing a lot of strain on the neck and back, or neck and spine. Yeah, so, I mean, it sounds like it affects a large number of people, and these people I spoke to said they were seeing massive numbers of people with really quite bad postural problems as a result.
So what are some of the things that you can do? Like, I'd imagine touch typing would help because you don't have to look down at the keys quite so much. But what are some of the other things that you can do to try and avoid this?
Well, yeah, touch typing. So, yeah, and raising your screen so that it's eye level.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, and making sure, they also said it's making sure that you're stepping away from your computer as much as you can, so we can get busy and sort of not realise that we're sitting at our computer for really extended periods of time. There's actually programs that you can get that sort of remind you that every 20 minutes or so,
really?
To step away.
To get up and get a life.
That's right, basically. So, it's basically just trying to keep that good posture when you're at your computer, but also stepping away from it as much as you can.
Oh, dear. What have we become? Now, the other thing is we're being told off now. It's not sugar now. It's salt. We've got too much salt in our diet now. Happy days.
That's right. Well, I think basically there has been a lot of chat recently about sugar, and I mean, with good reason. I mean, there's been lots about how sugar is bad for our health, but what's happened is salt, which has traditionally sort of been seen as a bad thing, has sort of slipped under the radar. You know, we need some salt, but nowhere near as much as we think we do. There's a common misconception that cramps are often caused by a lack of salt, and the people or the doctors I talked to said that would almost never be the case, except in really extreme cases. So basically it's dehydration that causes cramps. So, yeah, we need to be eating less salt and looking at the sodium contents on the back of our of the food products we eat, and eating more fresh produce in order to lower our sodium intake.
Right, well, I'll just add that to the list of things that I need to worry about. my too much salt, my too much sugar. No, look, they're all great articles, Sarah, and it's a fabulous edition of Mind Food. It's the December edition. It's out now. It's got Kate Winslet on the cover. Keep up the good work and have a lovely Christmas break.
All right. Thanks, Mickey.